Today's episode is a special one indeed. We are celebrating and recognizing the resilience, strength, and contributions of women throughout history and acknowledging the ongoing fight for gender equality and empowerment. One of the most popular women advocating for gender equality is Malala Yousafzai. She gained international recognition for her activism promoting education for girls and women's rights, particularly in her native Pakistan, where she survived an assassination attempt by the Taliban at a very young age. Malala's advocacy work included her speeches, writings, and her establishment of the Malala Fund. She was a prominent figure in the global movement for gender equality. There are other notable figures advocating for gender equality, which includes Emma Watson, Michelle Obama, and Gloria Steinem. One of the most prominent women in raising awareness about workplace discrimination is Anita Hill. In 1991, she testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee during the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, alleging sexual harassment by Thomas during her employment at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the Department of Education. Hill's courageous testimony brought national attention to the issue of workplace harassment and sparked important conversation about gender discrimination in the workplace. This advocacy inspired so many to speak out against workplace discrimination and work towards creating a safe place that is more equitable in a working environment. One of the most well-known advocates for ending gender-based violence is Ms. Tarana Burke. She's the founder of the Me Too movement, which started over a decade ago, which supports the survival of sexual violence, particularly in young women of color from low-income communities. This movement gained widespread attention back in 2017 when the hashtag MeToo went so viral on social media, prompting so many survivors from all walks of life to share in their experiences and shed light on the prevalence of sexual harassment and assault. Burke continues to be a prominent voice today, advocating for survivors and continuing to work towards ending gender-based violence through education, awareness, and policy change. In Canada, one of the most well-known advocates for ending gender-based violence is Julie Lalonde. She is a prominent feminist speaker, educator, and advocate who has been working tirelessly to address issues like sexual violence, domestic abuse, and harassment. Lalonde is known for her advocacy work through various organizations, including Ottawa Coalition to End Violence Against Women and Holla Back. Yes, she's also been involved in campaigns to raise awareness about consent, support survivors, and she pushes for policy change to better address gender-based violence in Canada. Julie Lalonde's advocacy work have been made a significant impact on the national conversation surrounding gender-based violence as she continues to inspire change. So this is just a small highlight of contribution, acknowledging, inspiring women from my individual perspective and values, although we know that there are countless of inspiring women in various fields such as politics, science, activism, literature, and business. Okay? I mean, we have Rosa Parks for her role in civil rights movement. And we cannot forget about the Oprah Winfrey for her influence in media and philanthropy. Ultimately, the most inspiring woman to one person may differ from another's perspective. So yes, we are worth it. We've been worth it and will forever be worth it. What's the Word is your weekly digest of information about current events and trending topics brought to you by your favorite podcast. That's the setup. What's the Word? That is the Word. This has been another News Buzz Moment brought to you by That's the Setup Podcast TV.